Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guests is Jim Seeger and Nia Evans. Jim, you're VP of Sales, focused on the flooring business, and Nia, you're Director of Marketing, focused on the flooring business. How you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing great, Kemp.
Thanks for being with us. Actually, I wanted to talk to you. I went to the CCA meeting about a month or so ago down in Houston, and you know, there's some big news going on down there. You guys have a whole new relationship with them. It looks like you're the company that's been signed up as the supplier for them. Jim, why don't you tell us a little bit about what happened at CCA?
Sure, Kemp. We're really excited about this opportunity with CCA. We just have consummated a new relationship with them to be the exclusive provider of consumer financing products for them and their dealer base. As you know, we do business with a variety of different partners in the space, and we've been in the flooring arena for many, many years. And this is just one more partner that we've added to the number of relationships we do business with in the flooring space.
Well, as I do watch from my vantage point, I see that you guys are displacing. I think you displaced Citi in this agreement. And why do you think you guys are able to take share and grow your presence in the flooring industry?
Sure. I think, you know, Kemp, we're committed to this space. You know, we do business in a variety of different areas. And the way that we're structured allows us to really go deep in a specific channel like the flooring industry. We are dedicated to the flooring space. We spend a significant amount of time talking to the dealers, educating them more on how to help manage their business through this tough economic cycle. We continue to make significant investments in this space with online solutions. We're committed to this channel for an extended period of time because it's an area that we really, really thrive in, and we've been very, very successful in this space. And as a result, I think dealers are waking up and they're stepping back and they're evaluating. It's more than just price from a financing provider. It's a full package, a full suite, and they're looking for somebody that is going to be in this space for a long time.
Well, you know, we've been in this recession now for quite some time. We're bumping along very slowly coming out of it. Talk a little bit about the consumer's attitude around whether or not they're willing to use credit. And based on your vantage point, tell us about the consumer now.
Sure. It's been a challenging period for all consumers. As we continue to work our way through the end of this recession, consumers are much more sensitive to how they're spending their money. The disposable income that they had available to them in years past has dissipated. Home equity lines have disappeared. There's been significant changes on their bank cards, utility cards. They don't have the same line strength that they've had historically. So financing or private label finance, big ticket finance, has become very, very important to them. We see it, GE sees this as a huge opportunity for us at the point of sale. Customers are looking for ways to structure or manage their expenses, and private label finance is a great way to do that.
So they actually are willing, I know we've heard about the savings rate going up, but they're actually willing with the right type of program to use this type of financing to purchase big ticket items.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, their customers don't have the available lines or have the necessary cash to make those big ticket purchases right at that time, and that's where our product comes into play. We give them an opportunity to manage their new purchase. We allow them to pay it back to us over time, and we allow them to do that without paying interest. It's a tremendous value proposition, and it affords us a great opportunity to help partners finance their dreams.
Have you seen a big change in the numbers as far as the number of people who seek this type of credit and the approval rate, or is it still pretty good, the approval rate?
Yeah, the approval rates are great. I mean, we're very confident and comfortable with our strategy that we have in place in the flooring space. Consumers are really conscious of the debt that they're carrying, and they're also very conscious of their credit rating. We're actually seeing a better credit customer come through the door today than we had seen in years past or prior to this most recent recession.
That's good to hear. Nia, I know you and I did an interview, I guess it was probably 6 months or so ago, about the change in the regulations around offering this type of credit. Give us a quick update as far as the regulatory side of offering this type of product.
That's right, Kemp. The Credit Card Act of 2009 has significantly changed the environment that we all do business in. So if you recall, you know, back in the summer of last year, we started talking about some changes that were coming up at the beginning of 2010. And really, the Fed made those changes in the spirit of transparency, full transparency to the consumer, and responsible lending, which GE Money has been committed to for a long time, for as long as we've been involved in the flooring industry. As we know, back then, no payments went away as it relates to revolving lines of credit, and any promotions that were shorter than 6 months in duration also went away. So those guidelines are still in place. Lots of other changes have also taken effect as far as how we advertise financing to consumers. We've done a lot of, we've implemented a lot of changes on our side as far as how we publish consumer statements, how we disclose the details of those financing agreements to consumers and so forth. And that's the nice thing about doing business with us. So if you're a retailer that's offering those promotions to your consumer, you don't have to worry about making those detailed changes to the collateral that goes out to your customer. So there's some other changes that are coming into fruition in the fall later this year as it relates to late fees and so forth. And we've communicated all of those changes to our customers and are continuing to, again, provide the updated forms and collateral and things of that nature to retailers so that they don't have to worry about making those changes themselves.
Well, you know, some of the industry numbers you hear, flooring is a big ticket item, so a lot of times the purchase can be a $4,000 or $5,000 purchase. The main thing that the consumer likes is that they can bite off a $5,000 purchase and still get a no-interest period of time where it's almost as if they paid cash at the time. Is that right?
That's right. You know, we've got one of the biggest attractions that consumers have to promotional financing, particularly in this environment, is certainly that period of time that they have to make those payments. As Jim mentioned, it's a new normal environment. Consumers have less access to those traditional sources of capital. So now more than ever, financing is incredibly critical to the retailers for driving growth for their business. And it's not just for consumers who necessarily need additional purchasing power. One of the points that we've been making in the flooring industry for a long time is that, you know, don't just offer it to those who you think might need credit, but as you're servicing those affluent homeowners who frankly understand the benefits of leveraging the bank's money, you know, talk to them and offer it early and often to those customers as well, because those customers understand the benefit of keeping their cash flow or keeping their day-to-day lines of credit and other resources available to them, and leveraging promotional financing to get what they really want or need in their home.
All right, well, let's talk about the benefits. I mean, there's some retailers that may be listening to this interview and they're not signed up. If they're considering offering a GE Money type of program, what are the benefits? What do they get out of that?
Well, I'll start with a few, and Jim, you can certainly add on here. I think, you know, one of the biggest benefits is the bottom line in the P&L. And as a business owner, when you look at the difference in average tickets for promotional credit, regardless as to who your provider is, as well as Visa, MasterCard, any other bank card, or cash and check, any other tender type, typically the average tickets are significantly higher for promotional financing. And again, that's because of the opportunity that the retailer is presenting to that customer to take the time to make those payments over, you know, the term of the promotion. It's also because it's interest-free and in most cases, and the consumer understands the benefit there, so they're willing to perhaps spend more money. So the customer is, in a lot of cases, upsold to spending additional money within their means to buy the flooring that they really want, or to perhaps finish that project as opposed to doing it in pieces. So bigger tickets, I think, is certainly one of the biggest and most compelling benefits. The other thing is that it certainly does make that specialty independent flooring retailer more competitive with the mass merchandisers and big box retailers that are also doing business in a lot of their markets. So, you know, typically that retailer that's also competing for that same disposable income from the consumer is offering promotional financing very aggressively. So our programs allow the retailers to effectively level the playing field and offer some of those same promotions that their discount competitors are offering to the consumer.
So you get a bigger ticket out of it usually. You can compete with some of the bigger boxes that are out there with their own financing programs. And lastly, and I think this is one that's often overlooked, is you can advertise it and offer it and create store traffic because it gets a limited time offer. If you come in now, you get this item for a period of time for no interest. Is that right?
Yeah, and Kemp, that's absolutely correct. It allows them to drive store traffic, but there's one other piece as well. It allows them to build a customer base with an open line of credit that affords the retailer to go back to a partner or go back to a customer and look for them to add on an additional bedroom or whatever area that they didn't take advantage of the first go-around. It's an open revolving line of credit that gives customer buying power well beyond the initial purchase that they've made.
Okay, guys. Well, we're running out of time. I appreciate you being with us today. Again, we've been talking to Jim Seeger and Nia Evans with GE Money, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.